Hey, now when you walk into the ring with the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now, your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening to all you precious, precious Blood River Radio fans out there. I'll tell you, you're listening to Blood River Radio. My name is Eddie the Bomber Dale Miller, and it is February the 10th. Excuse me. I'm sorry. It is. I'm looking at the wrong calendar. It is March the 9th in the year of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ Almighty. And like we always say, on Blood River Radio, we don't do anything without going to Lord Jesus Christ and giving him glory. No name under the sun can be saved. There's no name under the sun that man can be saved other than Jesus Christ Almighty. That's just the way it is, folks. And if you will, you know this, if you've been listening to Blood River Radio long, you know this is the hardcore Christian radio program. Unorthodox, I may add, but it is hardcore. So if you will, bow your heads just a minute, folks, for a sort of quick Blood River Radio prayer. Almighty Father God, the maker of heaven and earth, the maker of all that's seen and unseen, the maker of the entire periodic table, and the maker of elements that not haven't even been discovered yet, O Lord. You, Lord, are alone of the Most High. You alone are all-knowing, all-impotent, all-powerful. We would like to thank you so much for all the blessings, for the number one blessing, Lord. We would like to thank you for sending your Son, your only Son, Jesus Christ Almighty, to earth, to do what man cannot do for himself, to save himself. There's nothing we can do to save ourselves. You are saved by grace and grace alone through faith, not through works, at least any man should boast. Anyway, we'd like to thank you for that. We'd like to thank you for giving us the power, the strength, and the wisdom to fight this battle against the eternal enemy. And we all know who that eternally is, Lord. He is the eternal Jew. We know that from Scripture. Lord, we'd like to thank you for bringing this brave man. We have a great guest on tonight, Lord. We'd like to thank you for giving him grace, keeping him from his enemies, keeping him from being arrested. And we'd like to thank you for all of our blessings. And like I said, the number one, sending your Son, Jesus Christ, here. Because no matter what we do, no matter how it turns out with this battle, the really thing that only matters is where we go after we die, Lord. So we thank the Lord, we ask you for all these blessings, and we always give all the glory to you. We ask this in Jesus, this blessing in Jesus' name. Amen. People, like we said, we always have to give thanks to the donors. And this week we have my sister, my spirit sister, Janice Hamblin. She's married to Rich Hamblin. Rich Hamblin is one of the people that I rode to Charlottesville with in that battle, that great battle in Charlottesville. August the 12th of 2017. And anyway, she sent us in her contribution. We thank you so much, Janice. We also have Harold from Jonesboro, Arkansas. He sent us a nice letter. We don't have time to read that letter tonight, but I'll read it hopefully maybe the next hour. Anyway, folks, we could not have Blood River Radio without these donations, as you well know. But listen, we have a guest we've been chasing for a while. I'm so glad to have him. In fact, I was talking to Rand today. The Rand is the chairman of the Alabama League of the South. I told Rand, I don't know of a single organization out there anywhere that's done more than a Goyim Defense Network. They have got the gonads of a lion. And what they're doing is, I'm going to let our guest tell you what they're doing. Our guest is Mike Weaver. He's under duress right now. The Zog is coming down on him with both boots. They've got both barrels pointed at him. And also we'll have our great co-host, Nancy Hitt, is coming on tonight. She's the one. Without Nancy Hitt, I would have not known about this story. She's buddies with John Friend at the AFP, and that's how we know about it. But anyway, without me blabbing further, we're going to bring on the one and only, our brother, Michael Weaver. He is the head honcho, or one of the two head honchos at the Goyam Defense League. How you doing, Brother Weaver?
I'm doing great, given the circumstances.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you will, give us a little background, just in case somebody's been hiding under the rock, as the old cliche goes, about your organization, what you've been doing, which I greatly admire. In fact, I want to get some of your material, if there's any way possible. We're not very tech savvy here. We have people like Lizzie who does that. But give us a background about your organization, a bio, anything you'd like to say, how you got started. But to me, the thing I want you to do is tell people exactly what you do. And in the end, you know where we're going. What got you in hot water with Zog? Go ahead, Michael Weaver.
Sure. Well, first and foremost, we're not really an organization per se. We're an idea. With that being said, your listeners can view our website to download flyers to distribute in their area at gtvflyers.com. That's gtvflyers.com. And we also have a website called goyamtv.com. And my friend and I, Catfish, and I do a live stream. We try to do it at least several times a week around 9 p.m. on like Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays, where we educate Americans that the Jews have a stranglehold over America and are trying to wipe out the white race through racial mixing, unlimited immigration, so forth. And so what we do is we educate Americans by distributing flyers regarding the people who own and control the mass media, the people who are allowing in these illegal invaders into white countries, the Jewish people who are grooming our children. And I'm happy to say with my friend Matt Jacobs and I for the state of Georgia, have distributed over 130,000 flyers in the state of Georgia. And keep in mind, the state of Georgia has 159 counties. And I am proud to say on air that my friend and I have at least covered 50 counties before we are having our rights, civil rights, violated by the Douglas County Sheriff's Department, which is in Douglasville, Georgia.
My God, you know, Mike, I also know, thank you for that. You, if I'm not mistaken, most of the times, or at least many times when you go out, you have like a camcorder and you are associated closely. You have an attorney that's a friend of yours or on your staff. And, you know, you've done this many times before. You've handed out pamphlets. If I'm not mistaken, correct me if I'm wrong. You've handed out these leaflets and given talks as people are coming in and out of even state courthouses, federal courthouses, and you've never run into any problem before. Is that right, Mike?
I've had a few, verbal altercations with, sheriff's deputies or local police trying to violate my rights, but I'm a half German and half Irish, so I'm kind of feisty by nature. So I never let anybody violate my rights. I give them the laws. I say I have a right to do it, and I basically let them know that I won't be bullied by them. So I've distributed flyers outside of courthouses in Cartersville, Georgia. I've put flyers under windshield wipers. I've went door-to-door before, or I would just stand outside peacefully outside a government building on a public sidewalk, and people coming and going from the property, I would hand them flyers and engage with them. A lot of videos people can see if they have BitChute, which is kind of like YouTube, but you can put like videos on there. And I have a BitChute where people can watch over 200 videos of my pro-white activism under the name of, they call me Michael the Truth Machine Weaver. And that is my way to contact my BitChute, is they look up Michael the Truth Machine Weaver. And they can see these videos on how to conduct legal activism on behalf of the white race and stay out of trouble while doing it.
You know, hey, run that one more time, because you know a lot of people are like me, Mike. They're
sure.
Slow, and
yeah,
they give them time
problem.
To put.
Sure, they would go to bitchute.com. That's B-I-T-C-H-U-T-E. magnifying.com. And then once there, they'd go to the there's like a, on the upper right-hand corner is the magnifying glass. And they'd put in Michael, the Truth Machine Weaver, and hit search. And it should take them to my page with over, I believe, last time I checked, 240 videos on legal, lawful activism on how to engage with the police and how to distribute flyers in a lawful manner.
You know, you've impressed us so much. And, you know, I was talking to, we had a fellow on our program this past Saturday, Alfred mm-hmm. Schaefer. Alfred Schaefer called
him.
Oh, right. We had him on. He just got out of prison.
Yeah, I remember. He's the gentleman. Wasn't he the one that got in trouble in Germany for daring to question the fictitious 6 million figure?
Exactly. And the guy, he's like you. He's got the courage of a lion. He mm-hmm. went back. He said he could do 6 months standing on his head because he'd already done several years.
Sure.
Well, you know, briefly about how, if you will, before we go into about how many flowers you've handed out, how many years, etc. Because I'm very impressed with those flowers. These flowers are they're the most concise, most clear, mm-hmm. most eloquent, packed full of more accurate information than anything I've ever seen. Matter of fact, I have two different friends that tell me, oh, when you're on the air, you just can't say Jew. You can't say the Jews caused this, Jews caused that. You have to name them. So what I did, I sent a bunch of those flyers of yours, just like you said, on air, you know, and I sent it to them. I said, is this enough Jew names for you? Each one, mm-hmm. they wanted me to name every single Jew that ever lived. If he hit somebody in the rock with a head, they wanted you to name that Jew. Well, exactly. I kind of lost my train of thought there because I was so excited. Exactly. Give us exactly what got you in trouble this time, Mike. And before we go to this, Mike's under duress. He could use assistance. And you now, do you have a GoFundMe page, Mike?
I don't at this time. I'm going to try to start something soon again. I don't at this current time. But I will get in touch with you when I do. To answer your question, I've been an activist for white people for 30 years since the age of 14. I'll be 44 April 20th. I share the birthday of the great Austrian painter. We already know who that is. I've probably distributed roughly about 350 to 370,000 flyers from various organizations. As a teenager, I distributed a lot of information from the National Alliance under the leadership of Dr. William Luther Pierce. I got with the Goyim Defense League a couple years ago. I'm best friends with the guy who does this radio show and is head of the group itself. Handsome Truth is his name. That's the moniker he uses. And me and him are really close friends. But to go back to the Georgia situation, what happened is on a Thursday night, now I believe that was November 2nd, on a Thursday night, my friends and I were live streaming our activism in Douglas County, Georgia, which also covers Lithia Springs, Georgia. To my knowledge, I believe the Anti-Defamation League got a hold of our live stream, forwarded it to the Douglas County Sheriff's Department. According to the news article that I can send your way, the Sheriff's Department was out looking for us, but they didn't catch us at that time. The next morning, however, Friday morning, they allegedly put out a warrant for my friends. They came to their house the next day, so that would have been November 4th. I saw in the news article that they were looking for a third suspect, which is more than likely me, to be honest with you, for a misdemeanor littering warrant. Now, keep in mind, they went to my friend's house, a married couple, Matt and Hillary Jacobs, with a dozen deputies to raid them for a misdemeanor littering warrant for free speech for distributing political and religious literature that does not advocate violence or any illegal activity whatsoever and is protected under Georgia Supreme Court case law, Statesboro Publishing versus the City of Sylvania, that says as long as you distribute, you know, newspapers or literature, you know, in a fashion where it doesn't become litter. Now we put the flyers in a Ziploc bag, and then we would, before we seal them, we would add deer corn as ballast, so that way we could throw them either by the mailbox or in the person's driveway to be found the next day. Then it wouldn't consider to be littering under the littering statute under this Georgia Supreme Court case law. However, Douglas County sheriffs, I come to find out through further investigation, works hand in glove with the ADL that was founded on child rape and murder of Mary Fagan, and they work with the ADL. So this is, has the ADL's fingerprints all over it on why my friends were raided at their house with a dozen deputies. They were therefore arrested, spent several days in jail, and then when they went in front of Judge Susan Camp, a white female, the husband and wife's bond was set at $30,000 each for a misdemeanor littering warrant here in America, the so-called land of the free, or should I say land of the fee, because you have to pay for your rights.
You know, that is incredible. Now, Mike, you were on the program on Blood River Radio quite some time ago, and you, if I'm not mistaken, you tell me that not only has Georgia law, the Georgia Supreme Court has ruled, I think you just probably named that one of their rulings, but
sure,
also
Statesboro Publishing versus City of Sylvania, that was established in 1999, and that case has never been overturned, and that gives you the right to distribute literature, and it is not considered litter by any means. When my friend was in front of the judge who gave him the $30,000 bond, Matt Jacobs, he told the judge of the case law. She laughed at it and basically disregarded a court decision from the highest court in the state of Georgia that basically overrules her jurisdiction.
And also, if I remember right, did not, now maybe, correct me if I'm wrong, I believe you told me another occasion, Mike, that the Supreme Court of the United States has ruled, have they ruled that a person has the right, for instance, take a newspaper under the First Amendment, you take a newspaper, a flyer, any type of information pamphlet, and go door to door and put it, for instance, like in a door, like I've done before and do.
Yes, sir.
You can. Now, isn't that?
There's various case laws I can tell you about. One I'd like to tell your listeners is Snyder versus State. And what Snyder versus State is that you have a right to distribute literature, whether it be political or religious literature, and, quote, an anti-littering law may not infringe on your right to distribute information. Now, anyone would know that if it's political or literature or religious literature. Like if I was putting out something for Joe Biden or a candidate, whether Republican or Democrat, would I be facing over 300 counts of misdemeanor littering for putting out political literature? Well, everyone knows the answer to that. It's clearly, it's content-based. They don't like pro-white literature. They don't want any kind of literature to reach white Americans that basically exposes the nefarious Jews and their diabolical plans for world domination, since they are the same race of people who murdered Jesus Christ and committed the greatest hate crime in world history. And also they have a very, we were also exposing the religious practice, sir, called Methabapal, and that's oral circumcision of a baby where the rabbi places his mouth on the kid's genitals and sucks the blood from the kid's genitals, which in my opinion, we're exposing that practice because we consider that to be child molestation. How can you have a religion that puts your mouth on a kid's genitals and it's considered a religious practice when it should be child molestation and we call it like it is?
Exactly. You kind of answered the next question I was going to ask you. I was going to ask you, why did all of a sudden, and you pretty much answered that, is there anyone, I know you have many, probably, I'd say maybe 15 flyers of different types exposing, for instance.
Yeah, GTZ flyer. Yeah, if anyone wants to look at our flyers, they can see we don't advocate violence. It's GTVflyers.com. That's GTVflyers.com. That's GTVflyers.com.
You know, is there any one or any couple of those flyers you think? In other words, why did Zog just go completely berserk this time? 2-pronged question. I know that wonderful conservative DeSantis in Florida went to Israel to sign in some anti-Semitic legislation. Went to Israel to do that. And one of the laws that he's trying to get put into Georgia, I think he did, is making it something like a third-degree felony to hand out these
types of... Now, in Florida, yes. If you distribute flyers critical of the Jewish power structure, it falls under House Bill 269, which is unconstitutional. That was signed by Governor Ron DeSantis, and it makes it distributing our flyers in Florida a third-degree felony with up to 5 years in prison for each flyer you distribute, critical of the Jewish power structure.
I'm going to ask one or two more questions. I'm going to bring Nancy in.
Sure.
I know this is a rhetorical question. Why? I know this is a stupid question, but I'm going to do it. Why, in your opinion, why did the Zog go so crazy this time? Why have they been so insane? I don't know of anything in the past 10 years, even worse. Maybe the
Avery Act is. When we were distributing the same flyers in other jurisdictions, it would make the news 90% of the time it would make the news, and the police chief would say, hey, they're not breaking any laws. It's protected under the First Amendment. There's no legal recourse we have to do anything about this. And they would always say this in the news. Even the FBI came out in one article and said the person or persons distributing this information are exercising their First Amendment rights. Even the FBI made that statement. What I believe happened here is that the fact that the Douglas County, Georgia Sheriff's Department works hand in glove with the Anti-Defamation League. The sheriff is a black man with a very low IQ named Tim Pound. So what I believe happened is other sheriff's deputies and police chiefs in these other counties knew it was our First Amendment right. They didn't want to violate our First Amendment right because it's a civil rights violation, which is a federal felony. So they found a low IQ, affirmative action, black man, black sheriff to violate these rights because they didn't think of the legal repercussions that would happen because they were wanting to kiss the ADL's ass. That's my theory.
Okay. My last question, and I'm going to turn this over to Miss Nancy, who's the one that found
sure.
you. How much do you think one of the reasons that the Zog is reacting, the Jews reacting so violently, are you actually scoring? If you're a boxing ring, you're actually ahead on points. You're leading points. You're not producing violence, but what you're saying is true. All you're doing in your leaflets is putting out actual true facts that they cannot be debated. They cannot be argued. So is that my last question? Why is that what's hurting? Is that what's got them so panicked? And are you scoring points? And are you going to win this case? And then after that, Nancy, take over.
I'm pretty confident. My friend Matt Jacobs and his wife Hillary have lawyers now. They're being represented by an awesome organization that believes in the First Amendment called the Free Expression Foundation. And the head attorney is a guy named Glenn Allen. And the Georgia attorney that's going to be handling this case is a gentleman named Randy Shepard, who has a very impressive record. I looked him up online just out of curiosity, and this man is in his 70s, but he has over 30 years experience as a prosecutor, and this guy is known throughout the state of Georgia with his impressive record, and this is the man that's going to be defending Hillary and Matt Jacobs when this issue goes to court in Douglas County. So Douglas County had better be on their P's and Q's because I've already talked to three lawyers so far and a former judge, and everyone has said that the Georgia Supreme Court case law, Statesboro Publishing, protects us, and that all the deputies who violated my friend's rights, including the judge, Susan Camp, is a violation of Eighth Amendment for excessive bond, for giving them a $30,000 bond when it's not a felony. They all committed felony civil rights violations. So all these people who've done this to my friends have all committed federal felonies. And this came from not just me saying this. This is from three different lawyers that I can't name right now online on air to protect their identities, and a former judge. So we have three attorneys and a former judge that basically said that Douglas County just basically stepped in, you know what, and I'm just trying to be a PC for the Christian listeners out there out of respect,
yes.
But they stepped in some serious crap. And they committed many civil rights violations, which are all federal felonies. So these lawyers had told me, including the former judge, that it would be in their best interest to drop these charges against my friends and also against me if they have any pending case against me.
We got to go to a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to turn you over to Nancy. If you can stay a few more minutes, because I'll tell you what, we've got a few more things we'd like to ask you, Mike. So, hey, dear Blood River Radio audience, please hang on. This is one hell of an interview. Be right back, folks.
proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
I'm Corey Myers, USA News. Super Tuesday is in the history books. Laura Winters with the results.
Super Tuesday results. Here is the rundown. President Biden wins. The campaign issues a written statement. A small percentage of Democrat voters opting for the uncommitted candidate in some of the Super Tuesday states. The president is busy prepping and scheduled to give the State of the Union speech Thursday night on Capitol Hill. Now, as for the Republicans, former President Trump taking to the podium, speaking to supporters at Mar-a-Lago in Palm Beach, Florida, Trump winning 14 states and American Samoa, Nikki Haley winning Vermont.
They call it Super Tuesday for a reason. This is a big one.
I'm Laura Winters.
And now it's official.
I am filled with the gratitude for the outpouring of support we've received from all across our great country. But the time has now come to suspend my campaign.
Nikki Haley suspending her bid for the 2024 Republican nomination after losing 14 out of 15 Super Tuesday primaries and caucuses to former President Donald Trump. While she didn't give Trump her endorsement, she did encourage him to earn the support of the Republican and independent voters who backed her. Texas Governor Greg Abbott described the wildfires ravaging the panhandle of his state as nothing less than catastrophic as he conducted an aerial tour of the affected area.
What was once homes or other structures or property has been reduced to nothing more than ashes, something that can never be used again whatsoever.
The Smokehouse Fire, currently the largest in Texas history. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure ground burgers are made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive Burger Perfection Flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
I'm Michael Hill, President of the League of the South. I and my compatriots are Southern Nationalists. We seek the survival, well-being, and independence of the Southern people, our people. The League wants a South that enjoys the sweet fruits of Christian liberty and prosperity, but our current situation won't allow it. We must have our independence from Washington, D.C. and the globalists. The present system cannot be reformed. Without independence, we will continue down this path of destruction. To us, this is not acceptable. I'm asking you, Southern man and woman, to join us today to free the South. Call us at 256-757-6789 or see our website at www.leagueofthesouth.com. God save the South.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by six corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
The Epoch NewYorkTimes.com.
Looking for an IT partner that truly understands your needs? Managed IT Services is the answer. We meet with you regularly to discuss your goals and form a tailored technology plan. Our customers have called us a trusted advisor who delivers. When it comes to IT, we do it all. Firewalls, cloud storage, server migration, and more. Say goodbye to long-term contracts and hello to a team that earns your business month after month. Call 801-706-6980 now and let Managed IT Services transform your IT experience.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach.
Dear Blood River Radio family, we're going to, without further ado, we're going to go back to Miss the Bell Cow herself, the Bluegrass Buzzsaw. She's the lady who put us on to this terrible tragedy that's going down here in Georgia, but hopefully we'll survive. But anyway, we're going to go right back to Mike Weaver. Just in case you're just tuning in, Mike Weaver, he is the head of, he's one of the head honchos, the founder of the Goyim Defense League. I don't know of any organization in the world that can beat what they're doing as far as activism. In fact, I wish Blood River could pick it up and match them in the streets. Now, we're going to go back to the Bell Cow herself is the one that discovered what's this lawsuit down here with Mike Weaver and Philip and Hillary Jacobs have been going through. So we're right now, without further ado, we're going to go right back to the Bell Cow. Go ahead, Bell Cow. Take off with the show, kid.
Okay. Well, Mike, it's a pleasure to have you on the program. And,
yes, ma'am. Pleasure as well.
I know that I understand you've been on before, but we have been trying to touch base with you. We know somewhat of what you've been doing, and I think many of us are very proud of what you've done to try to awaken the sleeping people, the sleeping sheeple, and the Goyim Defense League has put it all on the line. And your publications, your flyers are absolutely first class. And I hope that people who are listening to Blood River Radio will be able to order some of them and start actively distributing them. There's so many places that you can distribute literature. You don't have to use the technique that the Jacobs or that you use. I mean, you can put them in libraries. You can put them in various boxes. You can put them in supermarkets. The best thing, of course, to do is not to ask permission. Don't ask permission. And anyway, I was telling my brother, has anybody ever been arrested for littering in this country? This country is full of litter. Everywhere you go, people are throwing stuff out of their cars and there's garbage everywhere, but have you ever seen anyone arrested for littering? Now, of course, this littering is very unique. I don't even call it littering. It's educational publications that our government and our Jewish-controlled government do not want us to read or be aware of. Unfortunately, as we know, the ADL, the Southern Poverty Law Center, all of these left-wing, even the NAACP, most of these Jew-organized organizations are closely embedded into our government. So they take the facts, which are really phony facts, from the Southern Poverty Law Center, and they think that there's white supremacists running wild in this country. And this is really where we are coming up with this couple who were arrested in Georgia. This is actually how it's come down to that, where people are being arrested for distributing literature that tells people about the danger of the Jewish control. But basically, one of the things that I would like to state is that I have a feeling, and Mike, you can answer what your opinion is on this.
Sure.
I believe that the ongoing protest against the Gaza genocide, which has been orchestrated in many areas across the world, is maybe the first real exposure that the Jews have ever had since probably 1948. That's my opinion, and I think it's the best exposure that we can rely on to waken up people that this is not our ally. This is not our friend. These people hate us. They want to destroy us. And the more people wake up and realize this, I think it is best for all of us, especially people who are aware of what's going on. But anyway, that's just my take on the future. I think that our government will try to undercut that support for Israel by creating a false flag narrative that will pin uh-huh. everything on the Arabs. So that's my take.
Yeah, well, my opinion of the whole matter is this genocide against the Palestinians by the Israelis has brought this to the forefront, and it's making it easier for us to show Americans that, you know, the Jewish power structure is genociding the Palestinians. And I believe now that a lot of people are waking up to Jewish supremacy worldwide. So what I see happening in the near future is more and more people are waking up. They're seeing that Jews have too much power and control in America and all over the world. And I suspect that, you know, probably in the next few years that every race, you know, that God created, you know, in this world is going to come united against the Jewish power structure. And the Jews are the reason why they're acting like they are now by sending a dozen deputies to arrest my friends and putting on pressure against people like me who engage in lawful activism is because it's a sign of desperation that they're losing control or their power is coming under attack. They know that a lot of people are waking up. They can't stop it. Even though they do control the mass media, they don't control 100% information on the internet, and that's going to be their Achilles heel. And more and more people are waking up. I have more people agreeing with me now as a political activist who's been doing this for 30 years. When I first started my activism at the age of 14, everyone thought I was a kook, I was a crazy conspiracy theorist, etc. So now more and more people are actually agreeing with me, and I've had friends reach out to me who used to disagree with me and say, you know what, you're right all along, you're right, I'm sorry I was wrong. So I believe that the Jewish power structure is waning, it's losing its grip over Americans, and it's just a matter of time before I believe that we'll have a shot to actually overthrow the Jewish power structure here in America, and it's just a matter of time, and I believe it will happen in my lifetime.
Well, Mike, I would say that this is what is happening in Georgia is really not new. And I'm going to go back to something that happened to my editor. I used to write for the American for the First Freedom, and Olaf was arrested in Montgomery, Alabama, and what he was doing was quite legal. He was distributing his own paper free of charge. And anybody, if they didn't, they could reject it if they wanted to. Actually, I think the Sons of Confederate Veterans had him arrested. But the issue would be that they would not have agreed with his position on blacks and Jews. So the police did arrest him. There was, you know, they held him for an entire day during the so-called event that was going on there. Mm-hmm. And what I'm getting at is laws don't really apply to the big boys. For example, look at what they've done to the January 6th men. Uh-huh. So the laws are directed at suppressing us, and do they? I have a feeling we're not a nation of laws. The laws only apply to putting us in our place.
Correct.
In other words, if in Georgia right now, with this case we're talking about, to our precious audience, precious listeners, will the gulag system, the Zog gulag system run by this senile old Beth O.B. in Washington, and his backed by the military, is it going to triumph over law? Or will law and order triumph here, in your opinion, Mike? Or are we going to see the iron fist? Or are we going to see the Zog gulag apparatus actually take the mask off and show who he is and put the people in Georgia and other people like us that are putting flowers? Were we going to go to prison, or will law will law prevail, in your opinion?
Well, I'm very optimistic about this law firm. Like I said, this Free Expression Foundation. They have top-notch lawyers. They're First Amendment absolutists. The law is on our side. I know that doesn't really, you know, make it seems like it doesn't make it a difference anymore. But I believe that, you know, based on me talking to, like I said, three different attorneys, including a former judge, I think we have a great chance of winning this case. I expect the charges against my friends, the Jacobs, to be dismissed. People can actually read the free article by John Friend on AmericanFreePress.net. They can scroll down and they'll see the picture of my friends, the Jacobs, Hillary and Matt Jacobs, and they can read the article for free regarding, you know, what happened to them in Georgia. But I believe, though, in the end, I think we're going to be victorious, and then after we're victorious, we're going to sue the shit out of this entire county for infringing on our civil rights, because you know and I know that if we were putting out Black Lives Matter literature, the FBI would be charging the Sheriff's Department with civil rights violations and multiple federal felonies.
We have to cut. Thank you so much, Mike. God bless you. I'll be getting contact with you. You get contact with me because we just touched the surface. We've got to go to our last break at the first hour. Be right back, folks. Sure. Hang on your seats.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
Hey, this is Matt from Blood River Radio. Blood River Radio is your voice to save our land, our people, and our future. We propose Christian solutions to an anti-Christian assault on our bloodlines. We love what we do, but we cannot do it without your help. The annual operating cost of Blood River Radio is more than even a team of people should bear alone. With your donation, we can take the fight to our enemies and hold our own people accountable for their treachery against us. Please go to our website, www.bloodriverradio.com, and find a way to help us that is suitable for you. We are thankful for any cash, check, or money orders we get. We also appreciate your correspondence or letters of encouragement. Once again, please help, and thank you for joining the fight.
I'll tell you one thing that every good soldier knows. The only thing that counts in the end is power. Naked, merciless force!
Dear Blood River Radio audience, you've heard me say this 1,000 times. In the Guerrilla General, he was in the Planet of the Apes, and he really laid out in a nutshell. And I firmly believe this. I know if you look at history, the guerrilla general will be proved in greater knowledge than the greatest philosophers of all time. He had more insight and more wisdom than all the signers of the Declaration of Independence. As a matter of fact, George Washington's voice agreed with the general. Mao Zedong agreed. In the end, every good soldier knows, I learned it years ago, that the only thing that matters is raw, merciless force. That's what law is. Law is raw, merciless power. And law, right, whatever is right is decided by who has the biggest damn guns. And we have Mike Weaver is getting ready to tell you about this stupid-ass major down there in Georgia. who displayed his ignorance and his arrogance when he was spouting off to Philip Jacob. So go ahead, Mike. Tell him what I'm trying to babble about so uneloquently.
go ahead, Mike. Yeah, real quick, I just want to make this last point here. Is the arresting officer that actually was the Douglas County Sheriff's Department, he's a major by the name of Matt Gray. He's a white male. And when he arrested my friend, Philip Matt Jacobs, he says, well, don't you know that this is against the law? It's littering. And then my friend said, well, no, sir, this is protected under the First Amendment. This is protected under the Georgia State Constitution, the United States Constitution, and Georgia Supreme Court case law, States Borough Publishing versus the City of Sylvania, to which the major replied, well, that's up to the judges and lawyers to decide, in an arrogant tone. And then my friend, Mr. Jacobs, said, no, sir, this has already been decided by the highest court in the state of Georgia, the Georgia Supreme Court, in States Borough Publishing versus City of Sylvania. So here it is. On the one hand, you have a sheriff deputy who swore an oath to uphold the constitutional rights of American citizens while simultaneously raiding two American citizens, the Jacobs, a husband and wife team, for daring to exercise their God-given constitutional rights to distribute information, and the flyers that we were distributing were political flyers, and some of them had Bible quotes making them religious flyers. In fact, one of the religious flyers we were distributing was a quote from 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, where it says, the Jews killed the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's in Scripture. That was verbatim from 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, and that was one of the flyers that the Jacobs were distributing. And now they're being persecuted by this government, this anti-white, corrupt government that takes its marching orders from the ADL. As you know and I know, that the ADL was founded on child rape and murder, has no moral superiority to talk about white people or any white organization, because we don't suck baby penis and we're not found on child rape and murder, unlike the Anti-Defamation League. Now, if I'm lying, my question is to the ADL, sue me for defamation and libel if I'm lying. Everyone knows about their sordid history in American politics, but like I said, you've got an anti-white system in Douglas County, which is Douglasville, Georgia, and they're violation of oath of office. There's also deprivation of rights under color of law because they willingly and knowingly violated the Jacobs civil rights, and under U.S. Code Title 18, Section 241 and 242, those are federal felonies that those deputies committed when they raided the Jacobs for free speech in America, the land of the so-called free. That's my Parthian shot.
That is diamond, and that is one hell of a parting shot. I will explain to people when you said that at least we don't sit around and suck baby penises. That's because of this wonderful religion, this Judeo-religion, this the chosen people of God. That's what they do. They have, and when these Jewish babies are born, I don't know exactly what age, but I'm sure Mike would know. But they circumcise these babies. In these Jewish rabbis, what they do, they go in there and suck the blood from the baby's penises. You know what? Herpes became such an outbreak of herpes in Brooklyn, New York, in this all Jewish neighborhood up there from just that act. The herpes were coming from these Jewish rabbis sucking baby penises that the people in New York, the powers that be, were saying, hey, you might want to cut back on that. You're making us look bad. It doesn't look too cool. You sit around sucking penises on TV. You know, that looks best. Look bad. I mean, to get quite graphic, that's what goes on there. Well, you know what? I hate to keep I'm going to ask you one last question. I'm a Christian.
Sure,
I'm going to tell you what. I'm a Christian, hardcore Christian. But you know what? What messed me up from being a Southern Baptist, Mike, I read the Bible. I read the King James Bible from cover to cover. And I can think, and I've said this over the air, and when I say Southern Baptist, that's a generic term for Judeo-Christian, and I've said this in the air. A Judeo-Christian is like saying that I'm a virgin whore. I've been working in a New Orleans whorehouse for 22 years, but I'm a virgin. I'm a virgin whore. You know, that's like saying I'm a – that's the same thing as saying I'm a Judeo-Christian. Mike, will the Judeo-Christians, are they ever going to wake up? Would the Southern Baptists ever wake up? Is this stuff going on in Gaza? Will is that going to wake them up? The flyers that y'all have been passing out with just plain facts, factual material. Are you having any headway with these Judeo-Christians?
Oh yeah, when I talk to people and engage in people and hand these flyers out one on one, I normally have a pretty good rate of getting people to listen to what I have to say and accept the flyer and then look into it further. Now, strangely enough, this may blow your audience away, but my biggest fans of the flyers are black people.
Wow! All right.
In fact, we got a flyer about how the Jews dominated the slave trade and owned the majority of the slave ships, and I would hand this to black people, and they never called the police, they never threatened me. They would actually take pictures of the flyer and send it to their friends and family members or post it on social media to share with other people. So the majority of the people who seem to have a problem with my flyers were either A, Christians, or B, white women. Other than that, black people agreed with my stance about the Jews about 90% of the time, and that's just the facts. I keep up with statistics. I've been doing this for 30 years, so I know what works, what doesn't work, and I just keep working. I keep doing what works. You know, if it works, and I stay with it. If it doesn't work, I change tactics. You know.
Well, I'll tell you what. You have some fans here at Blood River Radio. My entire staff. Mm-hmm. We really admire you and respect what you're doing, Mike. Stay in touch. Yeah. If anything Blood River Radio can do for you, let us know. If anytime you want to come back on the program, just give me a little notice. We'll get you in and tell your friends down there. I know it's going to be tough to see them. If you see Phil and Hillary Jacobs, tell them that Blood River Radio, we're their friends. If they want to come on, they're more than welcome. I'm going to try to get in touch with this prick, this Matt Gray down here in Douglas County.
Yeah, he's the major of the Douglas County, Georgia Sheriff's Office, and the head guy. The head sheriff is a black man by the name of Sheriff Tim Pounds. Okay. Tim, T-I-M, and then Pounds.
Tim Pounds. Okay,
the head
I appreciate
sheriff,
that.
Tim Pounds.
I'm so sure they'll come over.
But what
to
we want to do, what I want to do is really, which is perfectly legal, is encourage all of your listeners to call the Douglas County, Georgia Sheriff's Office and ask them, why are they violating the civil rights of white Americans? Like I said, if we were passing out literature from Black Lives Matter or Jewish Pride or LGBTQ flyers or anything of that nature, we wouldn't be raided by a dozen. My friends would not be raided by a dozen deputies if they put out literature that didn't challenge the Jewish power structure. Everyone knows that these flyers are content-based. That if we were putting out advertisements for a political candidate, no problem. If we're a pro-Jewish, pro-black, pro-homosexual, no problem. But when you take a stance that, hey, I'm pro-white, and I'm going to expose the corrupt Jewish power structure that rules America with an iron fist, then they knew that their Jewish masters of the Anti-Defamation League, who they take their orders from, told them to come after us, damn the Constitution, damn our civil rights, and to violate our rights. And that's exactly what they're trying to do. But they can't get away with it if we stand together as a united front and say, you know what, we're putting our foot down. We're going to make sure that everyone knows about this. And that's why we need to get on the phones, send emails, call people. You can call, like I said, Major Matt Gray, Sheriff Tim Pounds, and say, hey, why are you violating? I read the article in the American Free Press about you violating this couple's civil rights. Why are you doing this? And then give them the law and say that they're in violation of federal law.
Absolutely. And I would like to throw a disclaimer out there, too. When you say Christian, these people that object to your flyers, they are not Christians. They are what Jesus Christ in Revelation is called the Jews that are not Jews. They are the synagogue of Satan. Anyone that takes the side of these Jews, these Christ-killing Jews, Christian-hating Jews, these murdering Jews, anyone that takes their side is not a Christian. At best, they're deluded and confused. At worst, they're actually their father, the devil, as John 8:44. Well, thank you so much, Mike. We've got to end this program. We just gone completely out of time. Thank you so much for coming on. And you please stay in touch with stay in touch with me. You got my number. Stay in touch with me. Good.
Sounds great.
Hey, everybody. Thank you so much.
Thank
you so much, everybody. Thank you. Thank you, Blood River Radio. Thank you for coming in tonight on this first hour. And thank you, Miss Lizzie. Good night, everybody. Well, excuse me. Tune over for the second hour.